Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's get to the audio of Ben and LeBron. So this is LeBron prior to the game, right, James? This
Ben
is,
and Magic, you mean?
That's what I meant. Yeah, so this is Magic prior to the game. And then Ben after the game. Let's start with Magic Johnson. He's asked some questions, and he starts talking about Ben Simmons, and I don't even get how he even thinks it's appropriate to even talk. I know he's trying to be sort of careful because there's been tampering before, but I think he just got to say, I can't talk about an opposing player. But here he is. Here's the great Magic Johnson, now running the Lakers, who's tampered twice before on record. And you can only imagine how many times that he hasn't done it where he got caught and fined. Here's Magic talking about Ben Simmons yesterday. So, look, we get it. Ben, Magic, comparison of size, playmaking ability. But he runs the other team. I don't want Ben Simmons in the same state as Magic Johnson. I just think it's, look, for Magic, and I know he's trying to be a little bit more careful this time, yesterday. You know, need approval here, the league, the team, the other team, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think Magic should have even gone there. Ben Simmons.
Wait, so your ire is directed at Magic and not at Ben Simmons? This comes out, and to me, my first thought is, what's Ben Simmons doing, writing or texting or whatever emailing Magic Johnson, the guy who's in charge of the Lakers?
I don't like it on either front, John.
I have a problem with that.
Yeah, I mean.
Look, I mean, Magic talking about it, yes, yeah. that is dumb. It's dumb to just bring that up unsolicited.
It is dumb.
And you could get in trouble for that, bringing that up. Like, it's fairly obvious Magic Johnson may not be totally clear on the rules of that govern the NBA because he seems to keep breaking them.
Right, he does.
But I, coming out of this, found myself more concerned about the fact that Ben initiated this than Magic talking about this.
Well, so obviously if Magic wasn't working with the Lakers, it would be a great thing. We'd all say, oh, look
at would make
this.
Sense. I would right? be like, yes, I right. love the fact that Ben's actually working
totally.
On his game in
totally.
The offseason.
I mean, totally. Like, that's all good. I heard Rob Ellis talking last night, and he said, early Embiid, Rob was saying a couple years ago, Embiid should work with Olajuwon. Makes perfect sense. I don't think he ever did, but I love that idea. But when the guy runs the other team, and it's where the guy's girlfriend lives, and it's where the player, Ben Simmons, a lot of people have thought in a couple years he wants to go play there, and it's where his mentor, LeBron James, plays. Yeah, John, I do have a problem with Ben Simmons reaching out to Magic. I have a problem on both fronts. I have a problem with Ben reaching out to Magic. I have a problem with Magic talking about it. I have a problem with the league consistently looking the other way when this kind of stuff happens. I mean, I know they fined Magic twice, but they got to come down harder. Let's get to the second part of this, which is after the game. Now people catch wind of, because Magic said it prior to the game, Ben and Magic and some workout thing and the offseason and what's going on. And so people ask Ben Simmons, yo, Ben, what's the deal here, man? Here's Ben Simmons yesterday after the game. I mean, listen, what Ben's saying is fundamentally accurate, of course, but it's still the president of the basketball operations for the Lakers.
Yeah.
The
rules apply to you, too, Ben. You have to sort of rein your impulses in. Yeah, we know that Magic is a guy that, he has spoken about modeling his game after in the past.
Which makes sense. Big, tall point guard.
Without a doubt.
Totally makes sense.
But you can't do certain things when that guy's in charge of an opponent.
The other team.
So, this has to be addressed, within the Sixers organization. Like, dude, stop whatever you're doing, communication that's occurring.
Yeah.
Lose his number for the time being. As long as he is in charge of the Lakers, you can't be just dialing him up.
I totally agree, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.